Iran rejects Western plea to drop Israel retaliation threats. By Simon Kent on August 13, 2024. Iran on Tuesday categorically refused Western calls to drop its threat to retaliate against Israel for last month's killing of Hamas terrorist leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. Israel has been blamed for Haniyeh's killing on July 31 during a visit to the Iranian capital for the swearing-in of President Masoud Pezeshkian. Israel has not commented. Iran has since been publicly vowing revenge, and on Monday key Western allies urged it to reconsider, as Breitbart News reported. The White House further warned a significant set of attacks by Iran and its allies was possible as soon as this week, saying Israel shared the same assessment. The United States has deployed an aircraft carrier strike group and a guided missile submarine to the region in support of Israel. Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani criticized the Western call for it to de-escalate, AFP reports. His position reflects that of Iran's military, which is committed to waging war against the Jewish state, as personified by the head of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Major General Hossein Salami, who has already declared holy wrath is coming against Israel. The declaration by France, Germany, and Britain, which raised no objection to the international crimes of the Zionist regime, brazenly asks Iran to take no deterrent action against a regime which has violated its sovereignty and territorial integrity, Kanani said in his statement. Such a request lacks political logic, flies in the face of the principles and rules of international law, and constitutes public and practical support for Israel. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.